Welcome to another episode of What's Your Face Story. Dry skin equals wrinkles. We don't want that on our skin, so we need to know what to do. Simone is a nutritionist and a health coach, and she has a perfect solution for us. You can go to her Instagram page, which scrolls down on the bottom, and look for tips and strategies that she offers. And today we're going to be asking her more questions about health in general and what to do with our diet, how to increase those natural healthy oils in our diet. Okay, welcome, Simone.
Hello, so nice to be here, Yolanda. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Yeah. We all want to know, really, should we eat those fats? Should we watch those labels with the fat content on foods? Mm-hmm. Or what else? What should we do?
Oh, well, there's so many tips that I want to share with you. But first, surrounding the fats, we definitely want to have good fat in our diet and good fat in every single meal that we eat. So those are things like avocado, olive oil, extra virgin olive oil is great. We also want some nuts, some seeds, chia seeds, hemp hearts. These are all great healthy fats. And a little side note about fats, fats are not only great for your skin, but they're also going to trigger fat storages in your body and help you burn fat. So if you're looking to release some weight, then you definitely want to make sure that you're having fat in your diet every single meal. But this is what I tell our clients. It takes very little fat to see the change that you're looking for your skin, for your body goals. You do not want to overdo it when it comes to your fat. And this is where I see a lot of people go wrong essentially with fat. And so they're like, okay, chia seeds, I'm going to add, you know, a quarter of a cup of chia seeds to my breakfast. This is too much fat. So typically we want to be adding, in our community, we do 30% fat compared to protein and carbohydrates, but usually it's around a shot glass or your thumb. So the size of your thumb is the amount of fat that you want to be going for each meal.
Per serving. Okay, perfect. So yes, I know a lot of my clients who I see for facials, they are on yo-yo diets, mm-hmm. and some diets restrict the fats mm-hmm. altogether. And I always advise, please don't do this. Just get some healthy fats into your diet.
Absolutely. I mean, that was really, you know, the 80s, 90s, where we were taught to have everything zero fat, right? Yeah. But here's the problem. When you have zero fat in a product, so for example, you go and you have some yogurt or cottage cheese or anything else, milk with zero fat, that product is heavily processed. And so you're going to get all these chemicals as well as unnatural sugars, things like aspartame, that are going to be added to these products to make them taste good. Because when you take the fat out, it doesn't taste good anymore, right?
So that is so true. Yes.
Now you're adding all these unnatural products to your body, and your body is just going to be congested with toxins, which is now going to be extra problematic. So zero fat is not an option. I always tell our clients, if you're going to be having fat, go 2 to 5%, but I'll go full fat a lot of the time, but I'm working to dial in my macros and make sure that I'm getting the right percentage every single time. And this is something that I teach our clients to do and personalize it for them in our program.
Oh, goodness. I know every time I go to a store, I have to make a choice between whole milk or whole yogurt, whole milk yogurt, and 2% or 1%. And I am choosing the whole milk because of that, what you just said. I don't want I don't want any tinting in my foods. I just want real food. And obviously, I will just control the amount that I'm going to be eating. But I like to know that I'm putting the healthy stuff in. And can you tell us, Simone, about the diet everything? What What should we do? I never eat diet foods of any sort because I know they're not good for you, but a lot of people are choosing to have diet drinks, diet yogurts, diet everything.
Yeah, it is problematic. And when it relates to the skin, again, you're gonna be consuming products that have gone through heavily processing, right? And the more processed your food, the more toxins in your body. They're processing our food with gases and things like hexane. I can actually look at a person's skin and know what type of food they're eating, also what type of drinks they're drinking, just based on the healthiness of their skin. Is it glowing? Is it not glowing? If I see that it's dry and it's not glowing, I know that something is problematic in the food that they're eating. And it's typically from a highly processed diet, which is something that I absolutely do not teach. Our program is based on whole food, whole nutrition, not dieting, not depriving yourself, still having the foods that you love, but figuring out what moderation looks like. And really working to get the right nutrients and antioxidants in your food. So, for example, having very specific fats like we talked about, but then also very specific fruits, vegetables, whole foods that are high in nutrients, high in antioxidants that are going to fight free radicals in your body. That's going to basically fight disease and give you that elevated health goal that you're looking for, and then also that glowing skin that you're looking for.
Absolutely, and not so dry skin all over the body. So perfect. Simone, you told me that you came a long way to learn that because we all know we should be eating healthy, we should be drinking enough water, and da 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 da, but many of us are not doing it. Can you tell us your story, where you came from, and how did you arrive to the stage that you are now? You look beautiful. You look very fit and maintained. So we all want that.
Well, I haven't always looked this way, and I've definitely struggled throughout my life. But I became a health coach at a really young age, just out of high school. I went into university, and I thought this will be something really fun that I can do, just so that I could learn, how to work out in the gym. I also, the first year of university, I gained 35 pounds, and I was like, okay, I really need to learn the proper way to eat. So I went to school for this, and through my 20s, I practiced what I preached. But then when I became pregnant with my daughter, I gained 65 pounds. So this is a little over 9 years ago now. I was pregnant, and I ate everything in sight. I ate sugar. I was dependent on carbohydrates and unnatural foods to get me through the day. I was completely out of control when it came to my food. This is how I gained the 65 pounds. And then when my daughter came, I continued to spiral, and I continued to eat these foods that didn't serve me. And it was extra hard on me, I think, because here I was, a health coach and a nutritionist, telling my clients what to do. I couldn't do it myself. So I felt completely out of alignment, and I was really struggling, and my health completely deteriorated. Now, looking back, I obviously see it as a blessing in disguise, because it forced me to figure out proper strategies for busy women, for professional women, for women who have infants or kids, right? Their life is super busy. We're, extra inundated with a crazy schedule. So how can we make changes when we're not only addicted to unhealthy foods, but we don't have a lot of time, and we're essentially a little bit lazy, right? Like, I knew that I had to drink my water, but I didn't want to drink
Yes,
it.
it didn't taste as good as the sodas, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So I went down this rabbit hole of research, and learned, first of all, the power of detoxing. So detoxing is going to help your body heal. If we can heal our primary detox organs, namely the liver, the kidneys, and the gut, that is really going to allow your body to not only release weight, but then also elevate your health. This is something that I do now. I have a 13-day detox that all of our clients start with. And it's based on real food, whole food, but with very specific ingredients that help you to detox, to cleanse.
Can you tell us what the ingredients are? Is it celery?
Well, there's some celery in there for sure. We have a dinner smoothie that we start with that has celery in it. Celery is incredible for the gut, incredible for the digestive system.
And we detox, have, right? Is celery good for the detox?
For detoxing? Absolutely. Yes. That's just one of the ingredients. You really want to infuse your body with a ton of greens first and foremost. So I always tell our clients, if you want to detox, the first thing you want to think of is where can I get green stuff into my body, and a lot of it. So we actually start our 13-day detox with 3 days of drinking smoothies. And the first ingredient we go for in every single smoothie is leafy greens. Now, here's the thing about leafy greens. They are a cruciferous vegetable. A cruciferous vegetable is going to dismantle poisons into water in your body. That's powerful stuff. Right? And we drink smoothies for two reasons, actually, and this relates to skin. But when you are filling up your blender with these greens, I mean, we're talking like cups and cups and cups and cups of greens that you would never be able to chew on. Right. You would never be able to get that amount of nutrients, antioxidants, and cruciferous vegetable that is going to dismantle poisons into water in your body without actually having to drink them. And the second reason we use smoothies is because it's going to give your body that hydration that it needs. Most of us are not drinking enough water. We're not getting hydrated like we should be. And our body is made up of 60 to 70% water. If we're not hydrating, our organs cannot function.
Perfect. So the smoothie contains the greens and the water, and that's it? Or is there something else?
There's lots of specific ingredients in there, like ginger is a detox enhancer, cinnamon is a detox enhancer. We do have some good fats in there that are going to help the skin. We have cucumber that is going to help you de-bloat. So each smoothie is created by myself and a naturopathic doctor, but with very specific ingredients to help you to detox those primary organs.
Yes. The reason I asked, because people associate smoothies with yogurts in them. So this is...
There's no dairy. Dairy can cause some inflammation in the body. So we do take it out for the 13-day detox. And there is some protein as well. And that's just going to help you to sustain yourself, feel fuller longer while you're doing the smoothie cleanse. So, you know, you don't feel like you're depriving yourself while you're cleansing.
Yeah, that's perfect. So is the smoothies, so you just coach people how to buy those ingredients and put them together? Or do you have a delivery way?
We teach people, you know, we want to educate our clients first and foremost and give them the tools that are going to be able to help them to do this on their own long term, right? So we want to teach you exactly what to buy and how to fuel your body.
Perfect. So that's wonderful. And I like that because I hear a lot of my clients saying, oh, I eat very healthy. I eat salads every day or, you know, have salads every day. And I'm like, you can't possibly eat enough of that. You have to make that into the smoothie.
Smoothies are powerful. And I really encourage our clients to have at least one smoothie a day. So we have 5 to 6 meals in our program per day. And I encourage them to have at least one of those snacks as a smoothie, but sometimes even two, because I mean, you can just, again, pack it with a ton of ingredients, but it's also going to give your body this a digestive break, right? It's not chewing and digesting this hard food all the time. You're giving it that liquid break.
You can't eat enough of that, definitely. It's just you get tired of chewing. So smoothies are a good solution. Now, could you do that green detox smoothie at night before for dinner?
Yes. Yeah, so we our 13-day detox is based on 3 days of drinking smoothies, and then we move into a 10-day gut detox. And this is where we're chewing food. There are salads in there, a lot of raw ingredients. When you have raw, it's going to actually stimulate different enzymes to speed up your metabolism, but also work to heal the gut. We're also infusing the body with probiotics and prebiotics that are really going to heal the gut. When you heal your gut, again, you can start seeing that moisture come to life in your skin.
Skin.
Yeah.
Yes. And what do you use as a prebiotic and probiotic in the smoothies?
So in our 10-day gut detox, there are smoothies in there, but we're talking more about food at that point. So things like a really great one that people can start using, it's so easy right now, is apple cider vinegar. So I encourage our clients to have apple cider vinegar at the beginning of their day. If you don't like the taste, you can water it down, put a teaspoon in a big glass of water. Great, because it's going to encourage you to drink your water. But that's a powerful probiotic that can really work to heal the gut.
Yes, I always recommend people do that when I see breakouts, when I see on their cheeks breakouts, and especially on the neck, when the neck is kind of broken up, acne, adult acne. I'm not talking about young acne. Then definitely I recommend the apple cider vinegar. But I know on this on the bottom of the bottle there is a sediment that we need to shake the bottle before we drink that.
Yes, and also make sure with your apple cider vinegar, you're getting the one with the mother. So
With
look
the
up
mother,
with
yes.
the mother. That is the enzyme that you need to get the benefit. Without the mother, it's just going to be for a salad dressing from the
Yes.
taste. Yeah.
And how much of that can you drink throughout the day?
I encourage our clients to do 1 teaspoon to a tablespoon before every meal, ideally. You do want to have it 5 minutes to 30 minutes before your meals. Is going to help you to break down your protein, your carbs, your fat, but also give you the other benefits, like you said, improving your skin. It's shown to balance your blood sugar levels. I mean, just Google apple cider vinegar. You'll be shocked to see all the benefits that it's linked to. But for us, it's just that powerful gut detoxer that I'm going for. And I tell our clients, if you can't remember to do it throughout the day or you don't have access to it, then at least do it first thing in the morning, right before your breakfast, 5 to 30 minutes and 1 teaspoon to 1 tablespoon.
Right. And if someone doesn't have breakfast, just coffee, what should they do?
That is something that I don't preach in our community. We definitely encourage our clients to have breakfast. We found that you can see all of the benefits, if not more, by having breakfast when it comes to fat loss, but then also elevating your mood. If you have a predisposition to anxiety or depression, then skipping breakfast can actually be detrimental. So we practice eating breakfast and not just having coffee instead. So if you are gonna just be having coffee, then have it before your coffee. But it's again something that I really encourage our clients to have breakfast.
Perfect. A tablespoon is not as bad as what I was recommending. Have a shot of that with, of course, with water, but just pour this into your body. Okay, so that might have been turning off some of them, but yes, the apple cider vinegar is a solution. So how else can they detox? So food is one. What else can they do?
Well, I'll always tell our clients that food, of course, is so important, but what you drink is just as important, if not more important, than your food. So, you were asking, first of all, about like diet sodas and stuff like that. We really want to start getting conscious about the types of and the quality of the drinks that we're having in our day. Now, the first place I always get our clients to start is water. And I'm sure this is something that you've talked about, in your podcast a million times, because water and skin, there's a direct correlation, right?
Yes.
It's hydration. And I've even seen it on myself where I've tested, where I didn't have as much water and I could see the wrinkles starting under my eyes versus really hydrating and getting the amount of water that I needed and the wrinkles fading and the glow coming back to my skin. So, I mean, there's such a high correlation, but this is where I get our clients to start. And I give them a very specific formula. Do you want to know the formula?
Yes, I want to know.
Okay. So, and there's some tips along with that as well. But the formula is half your body weight, minimal. Okay, minimum. So half your body weight, your full body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 150 pounds, then you want to be having 75 ounces minimum to 150 ounces. Now this sounds like a lot of water, and it is a lot of water for, that 8 cups of water a day. It's an old adage, and it's like bare minimum. Most of us, 150 pound women, like we're looking at like 10 cups a plus. But there are a couple things to add to that, and that is add a little bit of pink Himalayan salt to your water. And the reason we do that is, number one, pink Himalayan salt is amazing for your adrenals. So that's going to heal your adrenals, another great organ we really want to heal. But also, it's going to help you to absorb that water, so you're not sitting on the toilet all day long. I think for a lot of people, we're worried about drinking too much water because we're just gonna, it's gonna break up our day, and we're gonna be
Oh gosh.
in the bathroom.
Oh gosh. How many times have I talked about this to my clients? I said, well, you have to drink a half of your body weight. No. I'm drinking all day and I'm already in a bathroom all the time. So I guess I said, okay, drink one cup more than you're drinking right now. Just try to get used to it so you don't overwhelm the system.
I love that. Yeah, absolutely. Build up to it, and most people struggle with this piece, right? It sounds really easy. Okay, it's like it's first of all, it's free, right? So you don't have to pay extra for this, and it's accessible to all of us. It sounds really easy. Okay, drink your 10 cups of water a day, but it's not that easy to implement. So I remind our clients to set timers for themselves, to set post-it note reminders, everywhere. But honestly, you know what? If you just give me a day of drinking that amount of water, you're going to feel so good. The first thing that's going to happen is your energy levels are going to skyrocket. And anytime you know that your energy levels are skyrocketing, you're knowing that your body's becoming more efficient, like your organs are becoming more efficient at their jobs, right? That's what energy is related to. So you're going to be super motivated to want to continue drinking your water if you do just one day and feel that energy increase. You'll also start to see that glow in your skin. To me, that glow in my skin is so important. I don't want the wrinkles. I'm going to be 43 in 2 days. With every year that passes, I'm like, okay, like I don't want those wrinkles. What can I do? And it's water is number one. We need to hydrate our bodies.
Yes, and you don't want those injections that pretend that you're glowing and then does some
We
stuff
can
to
do this
you.
naturally, and it's free. Water is free. Those injections cost a lot of money. But also, if you're struggling to get that water in, think of things like infusing your water with fruit. So you could put some just even cucumber mint or strawberry mint. Go crazy. There's no rules there. But if you put some herbs in there, you're actually going to purify your blood and detox your blood through those herbs. Strawberry, you're going to get that influx of vitamin C, which will be great for your skin. Cucumber, you're going to get silica, also great for your skin, also great for deep bloating. So, go nuts with infusing your water. It makes it taste so good, and you're going to be way more encouraged to actually drink it.
So perfect. Let me just inject some of the tips that I have recommended to my clients who are loving the iced teas that they buy bottles of iced teas, and supposedly they're natural, but they have sugars, right? So I said, what if you steep 3 bags or 3 or 4 of your favorite tea into the water and just pour that in, mix it up, put a little bit of a dash of honey, and then put it in the fridge. You can put the lemon on top and just put it in the fridge, and you will always have lemon iced tea. You
Love
can squeeze the lemon. If you put it in the fridge, it will always be there. You can fill in that empty bottle and just take it with you wherever you go. So this way you're satisfied that you're still having the iced tea, but you're not having to buy the process, the synthetic stuff that you're drinking all the time. And they sit on your hips, and that's not a good thing.
No, and you know, think about how much money you're gonna save.
That's true. That's true.
Right? That piece. And you're retraining your taste buds because when just think, you know, if you have a bit of it, because I have some clients who are just like, you know, I need that tea. I need that tea, because it's got the sugar in it. So it becomes a bit of an addiction, right? The more sugar we have, the more we need it, the more we want it, the more we crave it. So when you switch to the tea that you just described, that sounds lovely, you're gonna start to retrain your taste buds to expect something less sweet, which is always good. I would actually go a step further and say, over time, let's even try and remove that, honey. You're not even gonna need it. You know, let's try and retrain your taste buds to expect very little sweetness and just get sweetness from natural fruit if you want it, and that will be enough for you. And that will also allow you to come off of the addiction.
Yes, I know that that will happen eventually, but if they have to be turned off by not having sugar, it's
Okay.
better to put a little honey in it.
I agree.
I used to drink teas with sugar, and I was putting two teaspoons of sugar into my cup. Eventually, I got a little smarter. I said, "Oh, I have to cut this sugar." So I started cutting by one teaspoon. And then eventually the taste buds were not looking for that sugar. I cut it altogether. Now I don't need the sugar. And that's exactly how the journey begins. You have to decide that this is the time you're going to take control over your body and whatever you're doing to it and get healthier. And that's what Simone has on her Instagram page. If you want to go and check out those tips, you will benefit from it. So, what else could you tell us? What food should we putting should we be putting on the table every single day?
Well, you know, I definitely would say get in as much raw as you possibly can. Okay, raw food, your body, again, it's going to stimulate different enzymes, so that's great. So think salads, smoothies, right? Your breakfast with some oats and chia seeds, that's really great. Your body loves that raw, so try in as much raw as you can. It's also less cooked. You know, when you cook your food, I still cook my food, and but it's you know, less and less throughout the day. You're potentially adding toxins when you use oils, and they become toxic at high heat. So, if you are going to cook, use oils like coconut oil, avocado oil. Those do not become toxic at high heat. Olive oil is only to be used for raw salads and not for cooking, so that's important. And then every meal, we teach our clients to macro balance. So we're talking proteins, carbs, and fats. You want to make sure you definitely get that fat in there, but a little bit goes a long way. Protein is going to help you to stimulate muscle growth. That's really important. And then you've got those carbohydrates, but making sure that they're quality carbohydrates. So getting away from unnatural processed food carbohydrates and going for whole foods, things like sweet potatoes, chickpeas, quinoa, and low glycemic options as well, which is something that we teach our clients a lot about in our program.
So watermelon is a good source of water. Are you rec Would you recommend that?
I love all fruits. You know, I never say just have one fruit because your body actually likes the change. So similar to those cruciferous vegetables and filling up your blender with greens, we actually want to change those greens up every single time if possible, because your body will feel that change and it will ignite even further detoxing. So same with your fruit, you're going to get a variety of nutrients from every single type of fruit. Kiwi is have very high in vitamin C. Vitamin C is one of those pieces. The more you can get into your body, the more it's going to show up on your skin. So I love that one. Bell peppers, also high in vitamin C, great for your skin. Watermelon's beautiful, but I mean, think about anything very deep in color. So like purple cabbage or a zucchini, right? Like those deep colored vegetables, they're going to be really high in nutrients, very high in antioxidants, which will fight free radicals, and really elevate your health.
Yes, and a watermelon is water. You're drinking water while you're having watermelon. So
Get your water in.
there is a bonus. Yes. What I was going to say is if you can find something that you can chew on, like carrots, raw carrots,
Love
and
carrots.
whatever else is kind of like harsh, like you have to bite into it and crush it. Not only this will benefit you for the fiber content in your body, but it will help you to change the shape of your face. Most of the times we are stressed right now, and obviously life is stressful. So what we do, we clench our teeth and we sit all day with, so the face goes sideways. It used to be narrow, now it goes this way. In order for this to be fixed, not only that, you need to stretch, but chew the foods. Whatever foods you can chew, it will stimulate that biggest muscle in the face, the masseter. It will just stimulate this muscle and it will change back to wherever your pictures from 20 years ago look like. How is
I love
that
it.
for a kid?
I'm going to bring that tip to my community, Yolanda. Thanks for sharing that with me. I didn't know that, but it makes a lot of sense.
Yes. And also, when you drive in a car or when no one sees you, just sing aloud, do something that stretches the jawline. And you can hold it. You don't have to do it fast. Don't do that. Just, you will feel the TMJ. Many people go to the dentist to fix this, but that's the solution. If you just do this,
I love it. While you're driving, right? Drink water and stretch your face.
yes, and if someone looks at you and they smile, what's up? You just point to the radio, you're singing to the radio.
You roll down their window and just tell them what to do. You're like, this is good for your face.
Yeah, smile, smile, smile. Yeah. So that's what happens. You probably have noticed, Simone, that a lot of people like just the face goes wide because of the clenching. That
It's so true. I clench my jaw too. That's the first thing I tend to do. So I have to stay really aware of it. I love that tip. And one of the snacks in our community that I really encourage our clients to have is raw vegetables like carrots, celery, peppers with some hummus. So you're going to get some really good fat from the hummus, right?
Yeah.
And that way you're chewing too. So that's fantastic. I love that.
And proteins. Very good. Yeah, that's a great idea. So, yes, I encourage that. And if you have any questions that you want to know about different tips, strategies to look younger, to look more radiant by special way of exercising the face, I am the person to look for. So you can comment right below the video or on our Instagram pages. Okay, so Simone, you have a website in addition to your Instagram page. You have a website where people can go and take a course with you on what we just discussed, yes?
So we call it Total Body Transformation. The website is fuelforfatloss.com. And we take you through a three-step process. So first we start with our 13-day detox. We're going to heal the body, heal these systems for optimal function. And then we go into Fuel for Life, where we teach you about macronutrients, how to fuel your body. And then we go into VIP, which is all about making sure we give you those everlasting habits to make a real lifestyle shift.
Perfect. So, how long is the program with you, the
At
course?
the program, well, we work monthly with our clients for a minimum of 3 months. So our clients will work with us anywhere from 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, and beyond, for as long as they feel like they want to stay connected to our community. And we're always infusing new information, education, and tips into our program.
Yes. So, 3 months and meetings are how often?
We meet with our clients. We have live trainings. We also have small group trainings, and we also have one-on-one coaching, which is quite unique for our program. So our clients get to personalize their program more with a one-on-one coach throughout, which has been really great. So we're meeting on average once a week.
That's what I thought. That's a great, that's enough because every day will be a little too much. Perfect. So, yes. So go ahead. Summer is coming up. And if you want to look radiant and feel radiant, yes, that program would be a quick start and to the swimsuit season, right?
Yeah, I love it. Well, right now our registration is closed until September, but you can get on the wait list. And in the meantime, we do have a lot of free resources. So just go ahead and contact us through the website and we'll be happy to share some free resources with you.
Yeah. So you could just give them a meal plan or something to just go through it. Now, I can't wait to ask this one question. So I'm glad we covered that. Now, what the nutritionist think about wine? A glass of wine.
Oh, you know what? Coming into summer is such a perfect conversation, right? Because it's on a lot of people's minds. So when we're detoxing in our community, we encourage our clients, obviously, to remove alcohol because it's not going to be helpful to drink alcohol while you're detoxing. But we do want to teach our clients a strategy around alcohol. There is some things to keep in mind. When you drink alcohol, if fat loss is one of your goals, you're going to lower your body's ability to burn fat by 73%. And that's a big percentage, right? So if you have weight to lose, and this is, you know, a health concern, we do encourage our clients to remove it for the duration of our program to get them to a healthy weight. But then after that, we start teaching them, what does this look like to add it back in? And what we do in our community is add it back in moderation. This can look different for different people. But what I typically do is have one to two glasses, 1 to 2 times per week.
Of wine?
I love wine. I love a good glass of rosé. But there's some weeks that I don't have anything, you know, and I will switch to mocktails. So again, infusing my water with some healthy ingredients through mocktails, or maybe I'll have one glass of wine and then switch to a mocktail or a soda water with lime. So making some modifications around our water is definitely going to make a huge difference. I'm also in perimenopause. I'm going to be 43, like I said. And so alcohol affects my sleep more than it used to. It affects me throughout my week. Actually, if I have one glass of wine, I'm not quite right for a few days. And I've heard this from our clients as well in perimenopause and menopause. So just something to consider. We don't tell our clients to abstain completely if that's not what you want to do. But if you do, you know, want to become more mindful about your alcohol consumption, I definitely encourage you to do that.
Yes, unfortunately, wine contains sulfur, and many of us are affected. Our thyroids are affected when we are going through our menopausal periods or premenopausal. Okay, perfect. So thank you so much. I hope you guys learned something and you're going to take advantage of Simone's Instagram page. Mm-hmm. She's very active there. Simone, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you so much, Yolanda. I really appreciate this conversation, and I hope that my tips were just a little bit helpful for anyone. And if you want to reach out to me for more information, I'd be happy to help.
Again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Don't forget to subscribe and share it with your friends.